Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Hi there, this is Craig Levitt from Fire Up Coaching. I'm one of the senior facilitators at Fire Up. Today's topic is what people still get wrong about emotional intelligence. And I've got to admit, I actually got that line from Daniel Goleman. So if anyone's familiar with Daniel Goleman, he was an American journalist who wrote the best-selling book on emotional intelligence way back in 1995. Okay. And I saw this quote not so long ago from Daniel Goleman. I thought it was really applicable to where we are in 2022 now in relation to emotional intelligence. He said, the thing that he sees most people get wrong about emotional intelligence or EI is that it equates to being nice. He goes on to say, if you're responsible for designing development for your people, why would you want to create a company of nice people? Don't you want to create a company of people who are strong? Okay. And so that's the point that he's trying to make. It's not just about emotional intelligence, is not necessarily about one of those soft skills, which is about being nice. It's actually to make people strong and actually more effective. And we know that there are so many different areas that we've actually seen about what emotional intelligence can do. You know, again, positive psychology talks about this. You know, emotional intelligence facilitates our capacity for resilience, motivation, empathy, reasoning, stress management, communication, and our ability to read and navigate a plethora of social situations and conflicts. Emotional intelligence matters. Okay. And if we need any further evidence, not that I don't think we do, but Sir John Whitmore, founder of Performance Consultants International, says this: learning to coach others increases the emotional and social competencies of leaders. He goes on to say, I believe that emotional intelligence and coaching are inseparable, that emotionally intelligent people tend to behave in a coaching way, even if they have not attended a coaching course. Wow. You know, so much for what the power of what emotional intelligence is. And it's almost, I was saying, talking to somebody the other day, and it's like, to me, I was saying, like, emotional intelligence is the new black. Okay. What we're finding in organizations in particular is that emotional intelligence and coaching for leaders are the two most sought after areas. Okay. And many organizations, large and small, are now understanding the effect of a coaching culture that has on their bottom line and are really looking to introduce coaching culture within their leaders. You know, all too often though, they see that there's little or no return on investment because the basic coaching skills they learn do not translate to results back in the workplace. And often they may remain uninspired or motivated to change. So they're looking for the key, and the key is actually quality training and quality implementation of these coaching skills applicable to the workplace. You know, you can't just pay lip service to this concept of coaching or even the concept of emotional intelligence. So what is it a little bit about, you know, to delve a little bit more into emotional intelligence? You know, well, simply put, emotional intelligence describes a new way of being smart that is equally important to achieving success as IQ or the technical expertise. It really involves two parts. First, becoming aware of how emotions in ourselves and others drive behaviors. And secondly, developing the skills to manage these emotions intelligently to leverage our personal strengths. The ultimate aim is to create products, solve problems, and effectively influence the performance of others. Nowhere are these skills more important than in to the role of leadership as leaders within organizations. Okay. I'm going to go back. Look, the evidence is actually overwhelming. You know, I'm seeing before me now a quote from Stephen Covey. You know, and anyone who's ever done any, read any Stephen Covey's work, starting back with that amazing book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, knows he has set so many benchmarks in this space of leadership. And he says, research shows convincingly that emotional intelligence is more important than IQ in almost every role and many times more important in leadership roles. This finding is accentuated as we move from the control philosophy of the industrial age to the empower and release philosophy of the knowledge worker age. And we all know now, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that, how much have things changed, particularly in the last 2, 3, 4 years in relation to what COVID's done in the workplace. You know, we were already moving from what he called that control philosophy about management control to that phase of actually, you know, information and knowledge and sharing, which we've actually moved to now. And so it's now no more important than anything, or more important than anything, to actually have skills in relation to emotional intelligence to be able to work in today's particular modern workplace in relation to some of the skills that are required to motivate, inspire others. So emotional intelligence training has been proven to deliver consistent benefits for both individuals and teams who really commit to its principles and are determined to improve their own emotional intelligence. These can be increased team performance, better individual performance, improved decision-making, better leadership abilities, building diversity and inclusion, resilience and adaptability, empathy and relationship skills. I mean, what a list there. I'm going to read those again. I mean, that's incredible. Increased team performance, better individual performance, improved decision-making, making better leadership abilities, building diversity and inclusion, resilience and adaptability, empathy and relationship skills, okay? The most successful companies understand how emotions shape their team's decisions and actions to drive performance. And again, nowhere is that better, you know, identified as what we've gone through in the last few years. I mean, a number of those different skills are there are absolutely incredible, absolutely incredible in terms of what needs to be applied. And so that those organizations that are now rapidly introducing a coaching culture for their leaders are the ones that are moving ahead. They're the ones who are adapting for what the next 5 to 10 years are going to be. Because let's face it, we probably can't predict beyond then. Even me seeing 5 years is probably a whole lot. But they're the ones who are actually already adapting to the changing face of the workplace and what is required to be a leader in the 2020s. Okay. So let's pick apart again that element of emotional intelligence. So Daniel Goleman originally talked about, you know, 4 or 5 different areas of where it can particularly work in relation to yourself. Number one, self-awareness. And how do we improve this? Self-awareness. Pause. Slow down. Don't react to situations immediately. Take your time to process and engage in critical thinking, which means challenging your own assumptions as well as those of others. Ensure that your reaction is measured and appropriate, not flawed by emotional responses in the heat of the moment. How cool is that? Self-awareness, number one. Pause, slow down. Don't react to situations immediately. Take time to engage in critical thinking. Challenge your own assumptions as well as those of others. Wow, that's powerful. Secondly, self-regulation. When you consistently react in a calm way to pressure, it creates a general sense of improved well-being in the workplace. In fact, emotional literacy is key to mental well-being at work. So that element of self-regulation has a powerful, let's say, ripple effect about how you can influence what's going on in the workplace in terms of creating that calm or slow or measured approach to moving forward. Motivation. What's he say about motivation? If you think of optimism as a constructive response to stress, as champions know, optimism doesn't just mean thinking happy thoughts. Okay, and I think that's been dispelled many, many, many years ago. Optimism is not just about thinking happy thoughts. It's not just about going around about being happy, happy, happy. It means being able to identify or perceive the benefits of a situation and then using that element of optimism to sustain your commitment to succeed. You know, that's talk about what's great about this. What's the one thing I can identify that can help me move forward? Sometimes reframing situations to the positive. It says again, to be able to perceive the benefits of a situation, okay, and have a positive framework towards that. The fourth one he talks about is empathy. You know how it is with, you know, body language. Sometimes how something is said is easily as important, or we know sometimes more important than actually what is said. Long silences after sentences or information is delivered, you know, the sigh that someone might try to hide, or the employee who just looks tired, these things matter. As an empathetic leader, you need to aim to respond to the nonverbal cues that are coming through. So absolutely identify not just the words, but the body language, addressing the emotions behind them, giving people, the employee, your team member, the opportunity to express the problem or need they're facing so that you can work through the solutions together. So having that empathy for your team. And, of course, there is about social skills. You know, certainly in the workplace, you can avoid a toxic environment by placing a focus on conflict leadership, or not just conflict management. As a leader, you influence others, and how you do that is an important element in terms of your abilities. Absolutely incredibly important, okay? Absolutely incredibly important to be able to use your skills to, again, lead and move forward. So what we're finding when we're talking to organizations in relation to emotional intelligence, and what we're finding is there's potentially a number of different questions which come up. You know, it's not just about how do I implement this, but how do I sustain this within an organization? You know, companies asking how important is it for them to ensure that their people are learning and implementing the most advanced techniques? Okay, as I said, emotional intelligence and coaching for leaders have been around a while. Are people and organizations implementing the most advanced techniques? And I'm going to talk about a little bit about that in terms of the Roche Martin ECR that FireUp is delivering now. What's the interactivity within the training and the proportion of theory versus practical training? You know, there's a lot of online programs these days or online courses or training that don't involve a lot of actual practical work and interaction between the students. You can still do that online and via Zoom as opposed to self-paced learning. What diagnostic behavioral tools are the organizations actually using to actually support this, okay, to support the leaders' thinking preferences, and ensuring that there's support in the workplace to allow that the training that's delivered will actually be sustainable long term. So just really briefly at the end of this, I just want to talk about the Roche Martin Emotional Capital Report and the emotional capital workshop, okay? So Martin Newman, leading psychologist, founders of the Roche Martin Group, says that emotional capital is a leadership philosophy for the 21st century. Today, you and your business are competing on the basis of emotion and imagination, okay? And so what he has done and what they have done over a number of years now, it developed what they call the Emotional Capital Report. And so this is basically an instrument that has a 10 ECR scales that are measured and that actually provide support and techniques to change, to actually seek improvement in each of these elements. And the great thing about it is it can actually be incorporated within organizations as a 360 tool as well. So just touching, you know, I don't have a lot of time to touch on this about Roche Martin and ECR, but if you're interested in the space of emotional intelligence, you know, do yourself a favor and get in contact with FireUp to find out what we are now doing, because we are delivering Roche Martin's work in Australia now on their behalf. And there's this amazing stuff. And again, just talk about these 10 skills. I'm just going to tease you with a little bit of information here. The 10 skills in the ECR is self-knowing, self-confidence, self-reliance, self-actualization, straightforwardness, empathy, self-control, adaptability, optimism, and relationship skills. And I think you'll see from those 10 ECR scales, absolutely the measurement across those areas that Daniel Goleman and others were talking about in terms of what needs to actually occur and what needs to change to introduce emotional intelligence into leadership. It's an amazing model. It's an amazing program. So again, just reach out. If emotional intelligence is something that's on your radar, reach out and ask about the ECR workshop and the emotional capital workshop, and you can actually move to the stage of actually being accredited as a leader to deliver the emotional capital report. So that's what this leads. So it's not just about learning the program. It's actually to facilitate being an accredited practitioner of ECR. Thanks for sharing the time with you this morning. Again, if you'd like to find out more, just contact us anytime at Fire Up. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.